From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Russian pilots accused of violating Turkish airspace. The United States and NATO have both denounced Russia over reports its warplanes made incursions into Turkish airspace as Russia's military intervention in Syria approaches its first week. A top Moscow official blamed poor weather. Turkey is a NATO member. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
Frankly, what we've seen thus far is that Russia's decision to undertake military action in Syria intervene in that civil war that's taking place between Assad and the moderate Syrian opposition, frankly, we consider it a strategic mistake. If they are serious about taking the fight to ISIL, then, as I said, we can see a role for them to play constructively, certainly within the context of deconflicting any action that they may be taking against some of the targets that we're also hitting.
He also denounced the incursions into Turkish airspace as reckless and provocative. Last week, Russia began airstrikes against targets in Syria, claiming attacks on both Islamic State positions and what are called terrorist groups, rebel factions opposed to the Syrian government. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry says its forces struck 9 IS targets during the past day in Hama, Homs, Latakia, and Idlib provinces, hitting artillery, communications, and command centers along with the training camp. Libya's internationally recognized parliament Monday extended its mandate past its October 20 expiration, a move that may complicate UN peace efforts between the country's rival governments. A parliamentary spokesman called Monday's vote a precautionary measure in case the political talks fail. In Morocco, meanwhile, the rival factions met Monday where they're trying to determine who will be named to a national unity government. This is VOA News.